KJAN Sports.
It is time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center. They're at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, let's take a look at high school sports. Last night, the Exira EHK Spartans avenged an earlier loss to the Ottoman Wheelers Tuesday night in the first round of the Class 1A Girls Regional Volleyball Tournament with a 3-0 sweep. The Spartans jumped out to a quick start in the first game and played with leads most of the first two games on their way to a three-game sweep. 25-19, 25-20, and 25-19. Sophia Peppers came up big all night long for the Spartans, seeming to find the right moments to get big points. Peppers finished the match with 15 kills. Bailey Robertson had a great setting night for the Spartans as well, finishing with 19 assists. Ottoman had taken a 2-0 win over Exira EHK in tournament play back on September 16th in Guthrie Center. Spartan head coach Hillary Runyon said they didn't even talk about that previous loss and just went out and tried to play confidently. Spartans improved to 15-7 on the season. They'll move on to the Region 4 quarterfinals Monday night. Spartans will play at Coon Rapids Bayard at 7 o'clock Monday evening. The Crusaders picked up a 3-1 win over Glidden-Ralston in their opening match on Tuesday. Ottoman sees their season end with a 5-24 record. That was a match heard last night here on KJAN. Also in Region 4, Ankeny Christian beat Orient Maxburg in three straight. Another 1A action last night in Region 3, Newell Fonda beat Peyton Sherdan three in a row. Arwiva swept three from Storm Lake St. Mary's. In Region 2 play last night in Class 1A, it was Riverside over Clarinda Academy three games in a row. Stanton swept three from South Page. Lennox a 3-1 winner over Bedford. Grizzle went the distance as they beat Fremont Mills last night 3-2. West Harrison over Woodbine, 3 in a row. Bowyer Valley beat Heartland Christian 3-1. Also in Class 2A play last night, in Region 2, it was Logan Magnolia downing Maple Valley, Anthony Odo, Charter Oak Ute by a 3-1 count. In Region 3, Underwood a winner. They beat AHSTW 3-2, winning 15-12 in the deciding game. It was Madrid over Panorama in three straight. Also in Class 2A Region 4, Southwest Valley beat Nottoway Valley 3-1. I-35 topping West Central Valley 3-1 last night in local volleyball. Now, volleyball play continues tonight. The regionals open up for Classes 3A, 4A, and 5A this evening. In 3A play this evening in Region 2, Atlantic on the road at Kemper Catholic. OABCIG will be at East Sac County. Green County plays at Roland Story. Southeast Valley is at South Central Calhoun. Also in 3A play in Region 3, Clark is at Red Oak. Shenandoah hosting Creston tonight. Saydell at Gilbert and Sheraton is at North Polk. In 4A play tonight, opening up the tournament, in Region 1, Denison will be at Carroll, Storm Lake at Spencer. In Region 2, Perry is at Harlan while Boone is at ADM. Also in Region 2 of Class 5A tonight, Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson will be at home against Des Moines East. All those winners advance in tournament play. Now, the final 1A and 2A volleyball rankings for the season came out yesterday. Janesville ranked number one in Class 1A with Springville, Lamar's Galen Catholic, Starmont, and Holy Trinity Catholic, the top five this week. The only area team in the top 15, East Mills. They check in at number 13 in the final 1A poll. In the final 2A poll of the year, Dyke New Hartford is number one, with Western Christian number two, Grundy Center three, St. Albert in at number four, and Unity Christian ranked fifth. Also locally, Sydney is number six this week, with Tri-Center ranked eighth, Trainer 10th, and Clarinda 14th in that final 2A poll of the season. Speaking of polling, let's take a look at the Iowa Association of Track Coaches cross-country team rankings for this week. These came out yesterday afternoon. In Class 1A on the boys' side, Nottoway Valley is top-rated this week with Tri-Center number 12. ACGC is in at number 14. Also in Class 1A on the girls' side, Panorama is ranked 7th. ACGC rated 11th. In Class 2A girls, Shenandoah Essex ranked 15th this week. In Class 3A girls, Glenwood is ranked 11th, while Denison is at number 14 in the most recent cross-country polling. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says there are a few areas that will determine just how successful this season will end up being. Following a bye week, the Hawkeyes prepare to take a 4-2 record on the road to Northwestern.
You know, we want to run the ball better, do a better job with ball security, limiting explosive plays, big plays defensively. That's certainly paramount, and isn't any team. And then the biggest thing is just, continued better execution, sharper execution, more consistency. Those are the things that give you a chance to win.
Iowa's run game is averaging 3.7 yards per carry, and Farron says that number must improve.
For us, it's a program point of emphasis. That's something we try to do a good job of and pride ourselves on. So, and ultimately it gets down to, you know, technique and concentration. That's really what it gets down to, and then doing it in tough circumstances. But I think we've done some good things. Certainly the last game, I thought we ran the ball better. It looked a little bit more like what we'd hoped to look like. Hopefully we made some strides over the last week, and hopefully we'll continue to do so this week.
Iowa's played a large number of young players during the first half of the season, and Farron says that actually makes the ceiling for this team higher.
You know, they can improve a little bit more dramatically than a fifth-year guy or a fourth-year guy that's played a lot. So that's something we're banking on. If you know, just like our veterans have to play their best football, if our younger guys don't keep coming on and keep improving and show some benefit from the play that they've had in the first half of the season, then we're not going to be a real good football team.
Iowa once owned a 21-game winning streak in the series with Northwestern, but since the mid-90s, it's been an even series.
You know, the games have gone back and forth. They've been hard fought. It's been a couple that have gone either way, but for the most part, they've gone right down to the wire.
Farron is not surprised by the success that Northwestern quarterback Clayton Thorson is having this year. The Hawkeyes recruited Thorson when he was a high school standout in Wheaton, Illinois.
Tremendous young man, tremendous family. So, you know, check all the boxes. They're just an outstanding young man. And unfortunately, we came up short. And what he's doing right now is not a surprise to us. We really thought he was a top-rate quarterback prospect. And you know, you think we've all seen him develop with each step of the way. You know, he's certainly a much better player today than 215, and that's what you'd expect.
We'll have that game, Northwestern and Iowa, from Evanston, Illinois, this weekend. It's an early game Saturday, 9 o'clock pregame, 11 o'clock is kickoff. In NFL news, Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott has received another legal reprieve in his fight to avoid a six-game suspension over domestic violence allegations. A New York federal judge has issued a temporary restraining order blocking the league's suspension, clearing Elliott to play Sunday at San Francisco. U.S. District Judge Paul Crotty's ruling came 5 days after a federal appeals court overturned a Texas court's injunction that had kept Elliott on the field. Crotty granted the request for the restraining order pending a hearing before the presiding judge, Catherine Polk Fela, who's on vacation. A group of 11 NFL owners and more than a dozen players met at the league's headquarters to discuss social issues, a discussion that Indianapolis Colts defensive back Darius Butler deemed positive. Among the topics discussed was enhancing the players' platforms for speaking out on social issues. The players' union and the league issued a joint statement saying the meeting focused on how the two sides can work together to promote positive social change and address inequality in our communities. Dolphins owner Stephen Ross called the meeting constructive, but added that the NFL's policy on the national anthem did not come up. The American League Championship Series is tied at 2 games apiece following the New York Yankees' greatest postseason comeback since Aaron Boone's walk-off homer in the 2003 ALCS against Boston. The Yankees scored 6 times over their final 2 at-bats to erase a 4-0 deficit and earn a 6-4 win over the Astros. Gary Sanchez delivered the tie-breaking 2-run double while New York scored 4 times in the 8th inning. Aaron Judge sparked the rally with a solo homer in the 7th, the day after slamming a 3-run shot in New York's 8-1 victory. Judge also tied the game with an RBI double before scoring the go-ahead run. The Astros appeared to be in control heading into the bottom of the 7th. Yuli Gurriel opened the scoring with a 3-run double in the 6th off reliever David Robertson. Houston made it a 4-run lead on Starlin Castro's error at second base. The Yankees were held to just 1 hit by Astros starter Lance McCullers over the first 6 innings. McCullers was pulled once he surrendered Judge's homer. That rally made a winner out of Chad Green, who allowed an unearned run and 1 hit over 2 innings. Astros closer Ken Giles retired just 1 of the 5 batters he faced to take the loss. Aroldis Chapman worked the 9th to pick up the save. Game 5 is tonight in the Bronx as the Yankees send Masahiro Tanaka to the mound against Dallas Keuchel in a rematch of that series opener. The Los Angeles Dodgers stayed perfect in this postseason by earning a relatively easy win at Wrigley Field. Chris Taylor went 2-for-5 with a solo homer and an RBI triple as the Dodgers whipped the Cubs 6-1. Taylor's blast snapped a 1-1 tie in the top of the 3rd inning, just 1 inning after Andre Ethier went deep to tie it. Winning pitcher Yu Darvish blanked the Cubs following Kyle Schwarber's first-inning homer. Darvish was reached for just 5 other hits while striking out 7 over 6 1/3 innings. The Dodgers' bullpen followed with 2 2/3 scoreless innings to help the team take a 3-0 lead in the National League Championship Series. Kenley Jansen entered with runners on 2nd and 3rd and nobody out in the 9th inning before picking up the save. Losing pitcher Kyle Hendricks gave up both Dodger homers and was reached for 3 earned runs and 6 hits over 5-plus innings. The Dodgers will try to close out the National League pennant tonight in Chicago. Alex Wood is scheduled to start for Los Angeles. Jake Arrieta will go for the Cubs. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by MacT Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.